Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising. So we're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the April edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. How to Lower Your Risk of Cancer by Bonnie Liebman. Cancer is the number one killer of Americans aged 45 to 84. Smoking accounts for about 30% of those deaths. Lifestyle, excess weight, inactivity, poor diet, and alcohol accounts for another 16%. Here's what may help. Breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. The 5-year survival rate averages 90%. That's because most tumors are detected early. You have a higher risk if you are an older woman, have excess weight, and you're postmenopausal, are sedentary, consume alcohol often, have a relative, especially a mother, sister, or daughter, who is diagnosed with breast cancer, have mutations in genes like BRCA1 and BRCA2 found in families with high rates of breast cancer, had menstrual periods that began before age 12 or menopause that began after age 55, were older than 30 when you had your first child, took estrogen and progestin after menopause, have dense breast tissue seen on a mammogram, or have abnormal breast cells, atypical hypersplasia or carcinoma in situ. Warning signs: a painless lump in the breast or underarm area. Less common symptoms: breast pain or heaviness, thickening, swelling, redness, discharge, nipple turned inward. Colon and rectum cancer. It's a success story. The death rate from colorectal cancer in 2016 was less than half of what it was in 1970. One troubling sign: while colorectal cancer is dropping in older adults, it's itching up in adults younger than 55. You have a higher risk if you are 50 or older, have excess weight, are sedentary, eat processed or red meats often, have a parent, brother, sister, or child who was diagnosed with colon cancer, ever had colon polyps, have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, have type 2 diabetes, smoke tobacco. Warning signs: diarrhea or constipation, feeling that your bowel doesn't empty completely, blood, bright red or very dark in your stool, rectal bleeding, narrow stools, gas pain, cramps, feeling full or bloated, unintended weight loss, fatigue, decreased appetite. Esophagus cancer. Esophageal cancer is very rare in the United States, said Christian Abnett, chief of the Metabolic Epidemiology Branch at the National Cancer Institute. That's good because the 5-year survival rate is 19%. You have a higher risk if you are over 55, have excess weight, are male, smoke or chew tobacco, have acid reflux or Barrett's esophagus. Warning signs: painful or difficult swallowing, chest pain, unintended weight loss, hoarseness, cough, hiccups, vomiting, bone pain, black stools. Liver cancer. Liver cancer rates are rising more rapidly than those of any other cancer. Since 1980, the incidence has tripled and the death rate has doubled. The 5-year survival rate is only 18%. You have a higher risk if you have chronic hepatitis B or C infection, have excess weight, have type 2 diabetes, are a heavy drinker, or smoke tobacco. Warning signs: bulge or hard lump below rib cage on right side, abdominal pain or swelling, yellow skin or whites of eyes, loss of appetite, unintended weight loss, weakness, fever. Lung cancer. Since 1990, death rates for lung cancer have dropped roughly in half in men, and they've dropped by about a quarter in women since 2002, thanks to declines in smoking. But lung cancer is still the number one cancer killer, by far. You have a higher risk if you smoke or have smoked tobacco, have had long-term exposure to radon, asbestos, diesel exhaust, air pollution, radiation, or secondhand smoke. Warning signs: persistent cough, shortness of breath, chest pain, coughing up bloody mucus, voice change, frequent lung infections like pneumonia. Ovary. The five-year survival rate is only 47% in ovary cancer, in particular because most patients are diagnosed after the cancer is spread. You have a higher risk if you have a mother or sister who was diagnosed with ovarian or breast cancer, have been diagnosed with breast cancer, have mutation in genes like BRCA1 and BRCA2 that are found in families with high rates of ovarian cancer, took estrogen alone or with progestin after menopause, have excess weight. Warning signs: abdominal swelling, persistent bloating, pain in the abdomen, back, or pelvis, the need to urinate often or urgently, feeling full quickly. Pancreatic cancer accounts for just 3% of cancer diagnoses, but the third highest number of cancer deaths. It's got the worst five-year survival except for some rare cancers, says the National Cancer Institute's Christian Abnett. You have a higher risk if you have a parent or sibling diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, have excess weight, have type 2 diabetes, smoke or chew tobacco, have chronic pancreatitis. Prostate cancer. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime, but the five-year survival rate is 98%. In fact, many of those men need no treatment at all. You have a higher risk if you are over 50, have a father, brother, or son who was diagnosed with prostate cancer, are of African ancestry. Warning signs: weak or interrupted urine flow, difficulty starting or stopping urine flow, need to urinate often, especially at night, sudden urge to urinate, blood in the urine, pain or burning with urination, pain in the back, hips, or ribs that doesn't go away. And finally, uterus cancer. Diagnoses and death rates are climbing. Black women have doubled the death rate of white women, possibly because they are more likely to have an aggressive type of tumor and are often diagnosed later. You have a higher risk if you have excess weight, are sedentary, started menopause after age 55, took estrogen without progestin after menopause, and have type 2 diabetes. Warning signs: abnormal vaginal bleeding or spotting, discharge, pain during sex while urinating or in the pelvic area. The bottom line: to reduce your risk of cancer, stay away from tobacco, lose or don't gain excess weight, limit alcohol to 2 servings a day for men or 1 for women, limit red and processed meats, fill half your plate with veggies or fruit, shoot for 20 to 40 minutes a day of any exercise that gets your heart rate beating faster. When you're out in the sun, apply a shot glass of broad-spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30+, every 2 hours. Avoid tanning beds. Make sure children get vaccines to prevent HPV, or human papillomavirus, and HBV, hepatitis B. Go to cancer.org to see the American Cancer Society's guidelines for when to get a colonoscopy, mammogram, or other screening tests. And finally, go to cancer.gov, the National Cancer Institute, or AICR.org, the American Institute for Cancer Research, to learn more. The Dairy Queens. Finding the best soft cheeses, sour cream, and more, by Lindsay Moyer. Americans may be knee-deep in pizza, mac and cheese, and cheeseburgers, but there's more to the dairy case than mozzarella and cheddar. Here's a guide to the best-tasting soft cheeses that have shed some of their unhealthy or saturated fat and sodium. Cottage cheese. Goodbye, diet plate staple. Cottage cheese is getting a makeover. Today, it's often flavored and packaged like single-serve yogurts adorned with probiotic or grass-fed claims. Expect 10 to 15 grams of protein plus 10 to 15% of a day's calcium, or just 100 or so calories in half cup of any plain low-fat 1% or 2% cottage cheese. That's impressive. Too bad the new crop of yogurt lookalikes by Good Culture Muna and others tosses in sugar-sweetened fruit toppings. Cottage cheese, which lacks the tang of yogurt and has plenty of salt, doesn't need added sugars. Instead, start with plain and add your own fresh pear, melon, berries, or citrus. Or go savory. Think chopped cucumbers or roasted vegetables, peppers, zucchini, eggplant, etc. Our plain faves, Good Culture Low-Fat 2% Classic and Daisy Low-Fat 2%. Both have creamy texture without added gums or thickeners. And Good Culture, with just 280 milligrams of sodium per half cup, is less salty than most. Ricotta. You're unlikely to find fat-free, low-fat, or light ricotta these days. Your best bet is part skim, which has 2.5 to 3 grams of saturated fat per quarter cup serving. And don't forget ricotta's cousin, farmer cheese. Often made from lower-fat milk, with or without added salt, it has no more saturated fat than part skim ricotta. Spoon farmer's cheese over tacos, tostados, or an arugula and fruit salad, suggests our healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Or stuff some inside a spinach or mushroom lasagna or in blintzes or crepes. Ditching dairy? Try Kite Hill Ricotta Alternative, which is made from cultured almond milk. Nut ricotta is lower in saturated fat and higher in healthy almond fat than part skim ricotta. But Kite Hill lacks the calcium and packs double the sodium of most dairy ricottas. Cream cheese. Don't be fooled. Cream cheese is more cream than cheese. 2 level tablespoons typically supply just 1 or 2 grams of protein and less than 5% of a day's calcium, but 4.5 to 6 grams of saturated fat and around 100 calories. Many whipped or fluffy light cream cheeses shave off about half the saturated fat. Beware of fruit varieties, which typically add more sugar than strawberries or blueberries, etc. Or consider Labneh. While most brands were slightly over our saturated fat limit, the thick, delightfully tangy yogurt cheese is worth a try. And think beyond the bagel or toast. Use leftover Labneh, L-A-B-N-E, as a base for herby salad dressings, a spread for falafel or veggie-stuffed pitas, or a topper for other Mediterranean dishes. As for the dairy freeze, Kite Hill cream cheese-style spreads made from almonds nearly have twice the sodium. But they trounce the coconut oil and starch versions like Daiya cream cheese style spread and Violife just like cream cheese. Sour cream. Just about any light, low-fat, or reduced-fat sour cream is a best bite, but Daisy Light was our top taste pick. New squeezable Chobani Savor repurposes plain low-fat or whole milk Greek yogurt as a sour cream sub. Brilliant. Still, for our stand-in, we prefer the taste of Fage, F-A-G-E, 2% Greek yogurt. Tip, stir yogurt or low-fat sour cream cheese into sauces after taking them off the heat so they're less likely to separate. Creme fraiche, mascarpone, and cork. Mascarpone, the cheese in tiramisu, and creme fraiche are essentially cultured cream, so it's no surprise that just 2 tablespoons of either has 7 to 10 grams of saturated fat, a third to half a day's worth, and tops 100 calories. Instead, spoon cork over your fresh fruit or other desserts for just 35 calories in 2 tablespoons. The mild soft cheese is pleasantly thick and tart. It can also stand in for sour cream. Spreadable cheese and brie. Some lower-fat spreadables like the Laughing Cow and Alouette Reduced Fat didn't wow us. But who needs them when Chèvre Purely Goat Original tastes divine? Bonus, its mild flavor is a good way to ease newbies into goat cheese. Searching for a plant-based spreadable that actually tastes like cheese? It's hard to believe that tree-lined creamy soft French style is made from nuts, not dairy. And spreading cultured cashews on your crostini or crackers means dodging most of dairy's saturated fat. Win-win. Memo to Brie fans. President Light and Trader Joe's Light cut the fat, saturated fat to 2.5 grams per ounce. If only full fat will do, look for mini Brie bites from Ile de France or Trader Joe's with 4 grams of saturated fat apiece. That's less than cheddar. Feta. Feta's Achilles heel? Salt. Many feta cheeses hit 350 to 450 milligrams of sodium per ounce. That makes President Reduced Fat Crumbles with just 260 milligrams a winner. Feta's upside, even some full fats like Whole Foods 365 crumbled feta don't top 3 grams of saturated fat per ounce. Fresh goat cheese. We didn't find any reduced fat goat cheeses, but plenty of regulars have just 3.5 grams of saturated fat per ounce. Sodium? No problem. Few top 100 milligrams. Our taster's favorite? Trader Joe's creamy, fresh chevre log. Need just a little goat cheese for your salad or crackers? Individually wrapped medallions from Mont Chevre will wait patiently in your refrigerator until you're ready for them. Looking for a new asparagus recipe? Try these two dishes from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Asparagus with pistachio and lemon. Total time to prepare, 10 minutes. Serving size, 4. Ingredients. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1 clove garlic minced. 1/4 cup chopped pistachios. 1 pound asparagus trimmed. To trim thicker asparagus spears, just bend the stem ends until they snap off. 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, freshly ground black pepper, an 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt. In a small saute pan, heat the oil over medium heat until just hot. Saute the garlic until it starts to color, about 1 minute. Stir in the pistachios and remove from the heat. Steam the asparagus until bright green and tender, but still crisp, 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer to a serving dish. Stir the lemon juice into the pan with the pistachios. Pour over the asparagus and season with black pepper to taste and up to 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Asparagus with goat cheese and dill sauce. Total time to prepare, 10 minutes. Servings, 4. Ingredients, 1 ounce goat cheese, about 1/4 cup crumbled. Prefer something milder than goat cheese? Try whipped cream cheese. 1 tablespoon mayonnaise. 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice. 2 tablespoons minced fresh dill. 1 pound asparagus trimmed. Freshly ground black pepper to taste. Whisk together the goat cheese, mayonnaise, lemon juice, and dill with 1 tablespoon of hot water until it forms a smooth sauce. Steam the asparagus until bright green and tender, but still crisp, 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer to a serving dish and drizzle with the sauce. Season with black pepper. Salt Institute to dissolve. Statement from the CSPI senior scientist, Michael F. Jacobson, the Center for Science in the Public Interest. It might seem the stuff of satire that there is a trade association devoted to defending the amount of salt in our food supply, which contributes to hypertension and cardiovascular disease, and on our roads. Or at least there was. The Salt Institute will close its doors at the end of this month, and it will not be missed. Over the years, the Salt Institute has purposefully muddied the waters on sodium intake and health, going as far to say that Americans are eating just the right amount of sodium, a position rejected by virtually every health authority. If there were any doubt, it evaporated with yesterday's report from the National Academy of Sciences, which concluded that cutting current levels of salt consumption would lower not only blood pressure, but also the risk of cardiovascular disease. While we will no longer have the Salt Institute with us, much work remains to bring salt down to safer levels in packaged and restaurant food. For starters, we hope the Food and Drug Administration will finalize its voluntary sodium reduction targets for industry. And we will continue to seek to reverse the Trump administration's rollback of sodium limits in school meals. April Fools! Every day is April 1st in the supermarket, by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. Looking for healthy almond fat? Nature Valley Almond Butter Granola Bites are happy to step up. Only one problem, the bites have more sugar and palm kernel oil than almond butter. That's because it's almond butter filling. Oops. Helps support digestive wellness, says High Happy Inside Cereal. Prebiotics plus probiotics plus fiber. What's digestive wellness? The company doesn't have to say, nor does it need good evidence that High Happy Insides ingredients deliver. The cereal's probiotic, Bifidobacterium lactis H9019, doesn't do much. And its prebiotic, chicory root fiber, gives you gas. The intact fiber in Happy Inside's whole grains should help with regularity, but no more so than what you'd get from other less pricey whole grain cereals. Antioxidant C and B vitamins says V8 Splash Strawberry Kiwi Flavored Juice Beverage. Nice going. Surely some unsuspecting consumers won't notice that instead of strawberries or kiwis, they're getting high fructose corn syrup, sucralose, red 40 dye, a smidgen of cheap added vitamins, and just 5% carrot juice. If there were Scam of the Year awards, V8's parent company Campbell would be a contender. 100% daily value of 13 essential vitamins per serving, says the Bolthouse Farms Multi-V Goodness Cherry 100% Fruit Juice Smoothie Bottle, which is plastered with pictures of cherries, strawberries, cranberries, and pomegranate. What's wrong with getting your vitamins from a smoothie? First, most of those vitamins have been added, just like they are in a multivitamin. Second, this multi comes with 280 calories per bottle, with more apple juice than any other ingredient. And liquid calories are more likely to lead to weight gain because they don't curb your appetite like solids food do. Smoothie. Eat whole fruit. Eat Like a Caveman urges the Welshire sugar-free sliced uncured turkey bacon package. Paleo-friendly, no sugar used. Who knew that cavemen ate bacon made from turkey thighs chopped and formed? Good thing Welshire got rid of the sugar. Ordinary bacon has, gasp, up to 1 gram per serving. That's apparently too much for people on paleo, Whole30, or similar diets. But processed meat that's linked to a higher risk of colorectal cancer? No problem. Nuts are in. They're rich in healthy fats that can protect your heart. So Nabisco Pistachio Cream Oreo Thins were sort of inevitable. Artificially flavored, mind you. See the pistachios on the package? Too bad the company didn't put any in the Oreos. Dyed green filling is good enough for Nabisco. Ding! Right stuff. Fast food. Tofu is firming up. Take Wildwood Organics Super Firm Vacuum-Packed High Protein. It's denser than water-packed tofu, so it can go straight from package to pan with no draining or pressing. Simply open, then cube, or slice. Bonus, less water means that you get more protein per bite or per serving, 15 grams in roughly 3 ounces, than you'd get from water-packed firm, 8 grams, or extra firm, 9 grams, tofu. Not too shabby for 140 calories worth of plant protein that's low in saturated fat and easier on the planet than red meat, poultry, cheese, or any other animal protein. And tofu also supplies some iron, magnesium, and healthy fat. Tofu soaks up whatever flavors you add to it and goes from pan to plate in minutes. It's easy to cook, yet hard to overcook. Curry, stir fry, tacos? Done and dusted. Use super firm tofu in any recipe that calls for firm or extra firm. A great place to start? Succulent shiitake tofu stir fry from the healthy cook Kate Sherwood in next episode. Can't find Wildwood? Look for another vacuum-packed brand, Trader Joe's Organic High Protein Tofu and Hodo Organic Firm Tofu are two good bets. Food porn. Megalomani Mac. A meal that's so big it just cannot be contained, says Banquet's website. That's why we created Mega, featuring huge portions of your favorite foods with even bigger portions of your favorite foods piled on top. Way to go, ConAgra, Banquet's corporate parent. With 70% of adults now overweight or obese, huge and even bigger portions are precisely what America needs. And those favorite foods must also be favorites in ConAgra's bean counting department. We're talking deep dish pot pies, mostly cheap white flour, stuffed with fillings like mac and cheese, more white flour. The carb-heavy mega deep dish bacon mac and cheese pot pie packs 1,000 calories, which you'd get in 3 Banquet non-mega chicken pot pies. And don't forget its day's worth of saturated fat, 22 grams, and nearly 3/4 of a day's sodium, 1,660 milligrams. The buffalo-style chicken mac and cheese at 970 calories, and the pork and beef meatball, pepperoni, and cheese-stuffed meat lovers, 960 calories. Deep dish pot pies aren't far behind. But don't worry, when those extra calories just cannot be contained in our fat cells, we'll simply build more. Thanks so much for the Megabytes Banquet. Dish of the month, green lentil salad, Greek lentil salad. Whisk together the zest and juice of half a lemon, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and a pinch of dried oregano. Toss 1 cup cooked lentils, 1 cup diced cucumber, 1/4 cup toasted walnuts, and 1 tablespoon chopped dill. Serves too. Quick tip. Want chili pepper's flavor without its kick? Korean chili flakes, gochugaru, are earthy, smoky, and mild enough to put on everything from eggs to pasta primavera. Our go-to brand? Mother-in-Law's. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, triangleradingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening, and here's to your health.